Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when it comes to focus on the abortion issue. The Supreme Court delaying, at least, the restructuring of regulation concerning the abortion drug. The Supreme Court, under the leadership of Samuel Alito, the same one who wrote the Dobbs decision. But also down in Florida, Ron DeSantis today, as everybody knows, is preparing a presidential run. And he used today, this Friday, to sign into law a bill approved by the overwhelmingly Republican-dominated Florida legislature that bans abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The bill includes some exceptions, including risks to the life of the mother, abortions for pregnancies involving rape or incest would be allowed until 15 weeks of pregnancy, provided a woman produces documentation such as a restraining order or a police report. Governor DeSantis has called the rape and incest provisions sensible. Florida currently prohibits abortions after 15 weeks. That's a major change, and this makes the abortion laws in Florida among the most stringent in the country right now. But is that helpful for the Republican Party? And this is an issue that has been raised by Doug Schoen, who is a pollster, a consultant, a strategist. He's been an advisor to Mayor Mike Bloomberg of New York City when Mike was a Republican at one point. And also, he was an advisor, of course, to President Clinton, and also worked on Hillary Clinton's campaign. And he's been a commentator on Fox News. He has played various sides of the spectrum. But the question is, which way does it go to help the Republican Party? If you're emphasizing two issues, his most recent column is talking about what he says, the headline, How Trump and Abortion Became Losing Issues for the GOP. And this is a reaction to the recent terrible defeat in Wisconsin by 11 points, a defeat for a seat on the Supreme Court, which controls the Supreme Court of Wisconsin. For Governor DeSantis, that kind of loss indicates that the Republican Party has gotten caught up in what he calls, Governor Ron DeSantis, a culture of losing, a culture that he believes needs to end. This is clip 9.
And in times like these, there is no substitute for victory. Winners get to make policy. The losers go home. And I think we need to end, and not so much in Ohio or Florida, but I think nationwide, the Republican Party has developed a culture of losing. I think that needs to end. No more excuses. Just get it done so we can save our country.
Okay. He then goes on and talks about how you're not going to get it done. You're not going to give up the culture of losing without rocking the boat. Governor DeSantis.
You guys know Florida's history as being a swing state. We had had one-point races, governor, president for the previous decade, 2010, 14, 12, 16, 18. And so people told me, you know, it's a closely divided state. you barely got in, don't rock the boat. You don't want to do anything that's going to upset this very delicate political balance. Just kind of keep your head down and not try to make too many waves. Well, I rejected that advice. My view was I may have received 50% of the vote, but I earned 100% of the executive power, and I intended to use that aggressively to pursue a conservative agenda.
Okay, that's, of course, the big sell for Ron DeSantis. And will this be undermined by the putting fingers ad? Probably not, and especially not when you have President Trump moving along to take over other issues like his own legal future. And of course, using that occasion, talking about his own legal future, to go after some prosecutors who are not among his favorite individuals. This is clip 14.
No more dire threat to the American way of life than the corruption and weaponization of our justice system. And it's happening all around us. If we cannot restore the fair and impartial rule of law, we will not be a free country. As president, it will be my personal mission to restore the scales of justice in America. We want fairness and equality under the law. And to that end, I will appoint U.S. attorneys who will be the polar opposite of the Soros district attorneys and others that are being appointed throughout the United States. Very unfair to our population, very unfair to our country. They will be the 100 most ferocious legal warriors against crime and communist corruption that this country has ever seen. As we completely overhaul the Federal Department of Justice and FBI, we will also launch sweeping civil rights investigations into Marxist local district attorneys. And that's what we have. They're Marxists in many cases. By refusing to charge countless crimes, these Soros prosecutors appear to be engaging in selective enforcement based on illegal racial discrimination.
Okay, that's President Trump speaking on what he believes to be this dire threat of Marxist prosecutors. The difficulty, of course, is that some of these people are elected locally. Some of them are elected statewide. And how do you go after a whole group of people like that who, in some cases, have won by landslides? Meanwhile, how do you actually go after one of the other issues that is an issue that Democrats certainly plan to use against Republicans and have been gaining some ground doing so, which is the issue of firearms? President Trump is speaking this afternoon at the NRA convention. When we come back, we'll take a listen to what the president has to say to a group that has been very, very supportive of Donald J. Trump, the National Rifle Association, certainly at a moment of plenty of controversy involving basically not just the question of what you do about firearms, but what you do much more profoundly about crime. And yes, about suicide, which actually claims more deaths in the United States in the most recent years than even the murder rate, as bad as it might be. 1-800-955-1776. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
We're winning with old, we're winning with young. In other words, we're winning with everybody.
This is the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776. Sign up today for the free Medved newsletter with new columns, commentaries, and movie reviews. Go to michaelmedved.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
President Trump speaking live to the NRA, National Rifle Association convention in Indianapolis, talking about the booing earlier for Mike Pence, one of his rivals potentially for the presidential nomination, and talking about how well he is doing in the polls. Listen.
Now, they're the party of disinformation or misinformation. Nobody knows the difference, but they're pretty close. It's no wonder that the far-left crazies are engaging in election interference on a historic scale. Nobody outside of this country, nobody has ever seen anything like what's happening now with the prosecutors, these Marxist prosecutors who release rapists and murderers while persecuting conservatives. On day one of my new administration, I will direct the DOJ with a very strong leader, not like Barr, not like Bill Barr. What a disaster he was. He was a rhino. He was afraid of being impeached. Please, I don't want to be impeached. So how do you not get impeached? Don't do anything. You don't do anything. Remember they were going to impeach him, and then all of a sudden he actually said, no, he didn't see any wrongdoing in the election. My young son, very young, saw a lot of wrongdoing in the election. Did anybody in this room, can they say they didn't see any wrong? That was the worst horror show, I think, one of the greatest criminal acts ever, the election of 2020. But we will turn that around, and it'll be even bigger. You know what? It'll be even bigger. If you think about it, it'll be even bigger, be much bigger than having one. And we'll be able to do things we could have never done because they have shown so bad. In other words, they want to show us. Well, they showed us. We have no energy. We have massive crime. Our military doesn't work. Nobody respects us in the whole world. I mean, there's not a leader that respects our leader. We will show them through this horrible 4 years that we're going through. The problem is we can't take any more of it because we're not going to have a country left. But we will show them that we can do things, and we'll be able to do things on crime and other elements of society. We'll be able to do things that you probably wouldn't have been able to do if you just carried it forward. So I think it's actually much bigger. This could be much bigger than if we went the more traditional route. I will direct the DOJ to investigate every radical DA and attorney general in America for their illegal race and reverse-based enforcement of the law. Then appoint a team of warrior U.S. attorneys, and I know some great ones, including from this area, who will be the polar opposite of the Soros district attorneys. These guys, I mean, what they're thinking, who can believe? I mean, they're not stupid people. They're not stupid people. There's two things. They're either stupid or they hate our country, and I don't think they're stupid. Because anybody that can cheat so well in an election, they're not stupid. That means they hate our country. And I believe they hate our country. They will be the 100 most ferocious crime fighters in American history. And I will task them with demolishing every gang, street crew, and criminal network they can find piece by piece until public safety is fully restored. And that means in Democrat-run cities.
Yeah, how does he do that?
And at the top of the list is Washington, D.C. itself, which is absolutely plagued by numbers and crime that nobody's ever seen before. We've never seen anything like what's happening in Washington, D.C. Can you imagine these foreign leaders coming over from countries and they're looking at this filth and squalor and crime in our capital? And I think we have to take it over. We have to take over management of our capital because the people that are running in
statehood for Washington
did nothing about January 6th. He was the one. No, we don't need anybody. We don't need any help. Along with crazy Nancy Pelosi, they did nothing. They did absolutely nothing. They were supposed to. They're in charge of it. But all of our Democrat-run cities are being absolutely ruined and destroyed as we sit here and talk. They're being ruined. I will order the ATF to stop bullying gun store owners and wanting to shut them down for paperwork errors and instead go after drug dealers, human traffickers, and criminal cartels, which is what they should be going after. Under Biden, other countries are emptying out their prisons, insane asylums, and mental institutions and sending them right here to the USA. Can you imagine? Prisons and mental institutions are being emptied out. I read a story not long ago where a man who takes care of a large segment of people in a mental institution in a South American country, a doctor, sounded like a great man, actually. He said he no longer has anything to do. He used to work 24-hour days. He said all of our patients have been released into the United States of America. And this is what we have. This is what we've allowed to happen, and we can't allow this to happen because we will not have a country any longer. We can't allow it to happen. Under my leadership, we will quickly restore the most secure border in U.S. history. We had the strongest border in history, and now we have, I think, the worst border in the history of the world, because no country, even a third world country, would allow what's happening right now to us to happen to them. The first reconciliation bill I signed for a massive increase in Border Patrol. These Border Patrol, Brandon Judd and all of his people, they're incredible, the job they do. Tom Homan, as a man that knows it, you see him on television, I call him Central Casting, but these two guys and all of the people that work with him, this is so good. They want to do their job. It's going to be a colossal increase in the number of ICE and Border Patrol deportation officers following the Eisenhower model. I don't know if you know, Dwight Eisenhower was very tough on the subject. We will use all necessary state, local, federal, and military resources to carry out the largest...
This is President Trump, obviously energized, speaking to a very friendly crowd in Indianapolis, the convention for the NRA. He certainly spoke and alluded to gun rights, which is, of course, a big issue for President Trump and for Republicans generally. But is it an issue that is working right now, and not only to bring in a new Republican president, but is it an issue that can work for the party across the country, in state legislatures, in congressional districts, for governorships? There are so many states that the Republicans performed horribly in the last election. Michigan is one of them, where they took over not only the governorship, but both houses of the state legislature, in a state that recently, under people like John Engler, was heavily Republican. So what is going on? We will talk about that with somebody who has played all sides of the political game. He's one of America's most perceptive, sometimes provocative political commentators, Doug Schoen. He will be joining us, a former advisor to Bill and Hillary Clinton, but someone who has broken fairly decisively with them. We will talk about the way he sees the future of the two parties, and particularly Republicans, regarding the issue of Trump and the issue of human life and abortion. That and more coming up with Doug Schoen on The MedVed Show.
Long-time caller, long-time listener.
The Michael MedVed Show.
You're one of the most brilliant guys on the air, TV or radio.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The Justice Department is taking major steps to stop the flow of fentanyl into the USA. Attorney General Merrick Garland today announced charges against the leadership of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel and dozens of other defendants. Three sons of the Sinaloa cartel's former leader, Joaquin L. Chapman Guzman, who is currently in federal prison in the U.S. We're learning more about the man who allegedly stabbed Cash App founder Bob Lee to death.
Every interaction that I had with him, it was always very cordial, very accommodative smile on his face.
Suspect Nina Momeni's former co-worker surprised to hear the shocking allegations. San Francisco police are investigating a motive behind the stabbing. Protests continue to erupt in France after the president's plan to increase the retirement age from 62 to 64 is now legal. Dave Collins, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Michael Medved Show, a pleasure to welcome back to the show Doug Schoen. Doug is a veteran political analyst, pollster, a writer about the 50 Truths is his most recent bestseller, somebody who's been a contributor on Fox News for a long, long time. He has a new column for The Hill, and the column is how Trump and abortion became losing issues for the GOP. And Doug, we were just tuning in to a little bit of President Trump's speech. His speeches are long, and this was only about 6 minutes. But boy, he was very energized. He was speaking to the National Rifle Association in Indianapolis, and we were listening to it live. He appears to have some extremely grandiose plans for his next term. Why do you say that he has become a losing issue?
Oh, he's a losing issue in the general election, Michael, because I think his controversies, his failure to turn from the past to only the future, and I agree with you, the ideas for the future are what people care about. But that being said, he is, I think, in a very, very strong, much stronger position than most thought in the primaries, though he has the highest negative of any politician in America in terms of the general electorate.
And again, Ron DeSantis, you have a column recently. You asked, is Ron DeSantis slipping? He signed a big, tough new abortion bill today, limiting abortion to the first 6 weeks of pregnancy. Is this going to help him?
I think it's going to hurt him. From what I've seen in the polls, large majority of Americans and Republicans are against what is effectively a virtual outright ban on abortion, or something that's perceived as effectively the equivalent. And I think trying to out-Trump Trump or move as far right as he can is unlikely to win over the very conservative Republicans, and I think could well undermine whatever support he has outside of that group.
This is one of those situations where I think there is a strong consensus that President Trump has become a distinct front runner, in some polls a runaway front runner. I know the new Real Clear Politics average shows him beating DeSantis by almost 2-1. Leaving aside the legal issues and other possible indictments, there appears not to have been a major harm for President Trump because of the indictments by Alvin Bragg. He's just now incorporated that, his attack on what he calls Soros prosecutors, as part of his pitch to Republican voters. The consensus appears to be everywhere that Trump has actually been helped by some of his legal problems in terms of the Republican nomination. Isn't there an underlying desperation, desire for Republicans to actually win in November?
I think there is, but there is an equally strong perception with Republicans that the way the system works, the establishment, the mainstream media, that it works systematically against them, and particularly their champion, Donald J. Trump. And I think Trump plays on it. I think his launch has been aggressive. And since Ron DeSantis sits back and waits, and now apparently won't announce till July 4th, goodness gracious. I mean, Trump has the field to himself, and he's pitching to a audience that is very similar, sympathetic to his approach.
What about Tim Scott, who this week announced his exploratory committee for president? Does he have a chance to gain some traction?
I think he has a chance to gain some traction. And if you ask me to predict right now, and we're a long way away, Michael, but if you ask me to predict right now, I'd bet on a ticket of Trump and Tim Scott.
Really? If you no Marjorie Taylor Greene, no Carrie Lake?
Absolutely not. It would be a complete and utter disaster for him to pick any of those ultra-MAGA Republicans. Somebody like Scott, who's seen as reasonable and a hope for the future, with I think Trump's 76, with a 76-year-old candidate, I think it would reassure the base and help appeal beyond the immediate supporters of the former president.
What about the issue of abortion? Again, we had declining rates of abortion. This is something I gave a college talk about earlier today. We had declining rates of abortion in this country for 40 years, from 1981 on. And that was partially because there was declining support for abortion as an idea. That seems to have flipped around. Why is it that the overturning of Roe v. Wade would suddenly make Americans more pro-abortion?
Yeah, very good question. Very good question that has not been thoroughly aired or vetted in the media. And what I would say, Michael, is the American people are pro-choice with restrictions, with limitations. But they focus more on the limitations and have focused on them rather than being pro-choice, because until the Dobbs decision, there were no questions about, or seemingly no questions about abortion being legal. But given the Dobbs decision and the Kansas referendum, suddenly people are waking up to the fact that abortion could well become illegal in this country. And given the controversy over the abortion pill, there is some reason to believe that those fears have at least a rational basis.
So basically, if you're looking at a Donald Trump and you say Tim Scott ticket versus a Joe Biden and Kamala Harris ticket, what's the deciding point in that kind of an election campaign?
Yeah, how the economy is going. Can Joe Biden maintain the level of credibility he now has, which has been compromised but certainly not eliminated? And if he can, then he can use the negatives on Trump, as was done in 2018, 2020, and 2022, compellingly. But if there is a continued erosion in trust in the administration, which could or could potentially not happen, but if there was, that, I think, would be a great advantage and potentially could be the difference for a Trump, Scott, or whoever the former president would choose to run with.
And, again, for people who are still yearning for some alternative that isn't named Trump, some alternative that isn't named Biden, what are the possibilities for broadening alternatives in this campaign as it takes shape? We have a few more minutes, I hope, with Doug Schoen. His most recent column from The Hill is linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
Your outlet for outrage.
Outrageous.
The Michael Medved Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
On the Michael Medved Show, the 8-day Passover holiday, and yes, it is 8 full days, ended last night, and we have today as a normal work day, and then, of course, the Sabbath, and maybe even a break from some of the devastating aspects of the news cycle. And it's not just the firearms. It's not just the senseless shootings and the needless deaths. It's not just foreign policy. It's basically questions of American leadership. I'm speaking with Doug Schoen, pollster, consultant, strategist, advisor to presidents and presidential candidates, best-selling author, a Democrat who is committed, he says, to restoring bipartisanship. Okay, today, and I know you've been busy, Doug, but today there were remarkable statements defending this 21-year-old Air Force reservist, Doug Teixeira, defending him in basically violating the law, violating his oath as an Air Force reservist, to publicize a United States aid to Ukraine. And there are voices on the right, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Tucker Carlson, who actually defended this 21-year-old young man. Did you ever think you would see that from people who are members of the U.S. Congress and people who were part of the mainstream media?
The simple answer, Michael, is no. I think Mr. Teixeira, if the charges are proven, will be guilty of, I believe, espionage, but could well even go as far as treason. And I believe that, as you suggest, incalculable damage has been done. Just the mere fact that we have compromised our access to that is internal decision-making in the Kremlin is, to me, a devastating leak and finding. And listen, I'm an old-fashioned patriot, as I know you are. This is horrific. What Edward Snowden did was horrific, and I cannot, for the life of me, understand why anyone would attempt to explain away, much less justify this.
Where do we go from here? For those people who look ahead, and I suspect you are among them, I'm not sure, but I suspect you are, who look ahead with some horror at the prospect of a Trump-Biden rematch, What is the hope, at least, for some light at the end of the tunnel here?
You know, I wish I could see it. I hope Biden, even if it be because of the dictates of politics, tries to run on a more centrist, inclusive, consensus-building basis. I think we know fairly well that Trump is unlikely to do that. I've in the past, we've talked about it, done what I could to encourage third-party or independent candidacies for president, but I think ultimately I'm persuaded that the position you've taken over the years, that it's very difficult, if not impossible, to get a person on the ballot, much less elect them, is sadly true in our country. I like to joke, the only thing the Republicans and Democrats agree on is they don't want anybody else on the ballot besides those two.
Yeah, so that means the no labels situation is not leading us anywhere directly. But given
the fact, I wish it would, and I fear it won't.
And what does this mean in terms of the very real threats that our nation encounters from China, from Russia? From Iran, from the whole reemergence of the axis of autocracy. What's going on?
I think they see the same thing you and I see, the Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians, which is American polarization, division, and most of all, weakness. And everything we've seen in Ukraine, I think, reflects the fact that the Russians believe that American patience with this war will run out. The Chinese believe that we will not resist them as they continue menacing Taiwan. And we saw what the Saudis did with the Iranians and what the Saudis have continued to do in the Middle East, which is to try to play a leading role notwithstanding our interests. So it's all very, very discouraging, very depressing, and all points in the same direction.
And that direction is what? I'm still struggling with it, Doug.
Well, I am too, but I think the more I think about it, the more upset and concerned I get, because I think it's more American weakness, ineptitude, polarization, division, and ultimately, I hate to think of it, but the decline of, as you put it, the greatest nation on God's green earth.
Yeah, and the other thing is, we have still a year and a half, isn't it? It's a little bit more than a year and a half before we actually come to a presidential election, and you have a president who's going to be 82, and his most likely opponent, we're told, is going to be 78 when he's running. The idea that there is any certainty for anybody at that stage, and with this level of political uncertainty, and what really was very striking was when President Trump was speaking live at the NRA convention just moments ago, he was speaking about going after the most dangerous force in America is these Soros prosecutors, these Marxist communist prosecutors who he is going to somehow replace as President of the United States. Sounds like a constitutional crisis, doesn't it? If a president wants to replace for federal authority, people have been elected states by states and localities.
Well, I think January 6th was a constitutional crisis, certainly, and remains one. And while there are procedures in states like New York to remove prosecutors, and in Florida as well, nonetheless, when the president of the United States declares that that should be done based on ideology and not performance, I find that unnerving. I'm no fan of Alvin Bragg, but I am also no fan of upending our separation of powers and the constitutional dictates we've all grown up with and have come, in most cases, to revere.
Last question. 2 weeks from now, they open the trial with Dominion Software against Fox News. What if Fox News is found guilty of defamation, which would also mean they were found guilty of knowingly lying? What then?
Well, I think it will have a chilling effect on the media, because it's one thing to have a belief, as it's clear many at Fox had. It's another thing to impute to that lying or reckless disregard. I think that issue has to be fully adjudicated. That being said, if there is a finding along the lines you're suggesting, I believe it will have a chilling impact on all media, not just Fox News.
Doug Schoen, the one thing about it is the only aspect of that trial that it seems to me is important or promising at all is settling the matter as much as you can possibly settle it, that there actually was a decisive victory for President Biden in the election of 2020. I find it so disheartening that we are going to be arguing about the outcome, not of the election to come, but of the election that we just had. Doug Schoen, his most recent columns linked at our website at michaelmedved.com, and hoping that we all have reasons for sunshine, happiness, springtime, feelings of new birth for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.